Well, I think we've raised the few alarms.
Better they think we're a panicking convoy than American free fighters.
Whoa! They don't mess around.
Good thing this truck's designed to not get disabled. Drive through the barrier.
Whoa! No silly roadblock can stop us.
Car ahead.
What?
Car.
Car!
Whoa!
Then the rig was through and skidding wildly down a wide boulevard that led right into Washington. The sheer momentum of the truck was so great that though Sharansky was steering fairly straight, the back end of the truck was skidding wildly back and forth like a wild ride at an amusement park of old. The long square body of the diesel kept slamming into parked cars, sending them flying like broken toys, snapping meters and lampposts as it cut through them like a scythe. Rock could only imagine how the people in the back were doing.
Shit, we've got three army cars behind us. They're spinning up their guns.
Hang on, Palski. We're going for a little ride.
What the hell were we just doing then if it wasn't a ride?
You're about to find out.
Sharansky upped the gears of the immense truck until they were racing down the center of the six-lane boulevard.
This isn't the first chase I've been involved in.
The defector had a peculiar look in his eye that Rock wasn't at all sure he liked. The tractor trailer hit 50, then 60.
Out of the way!
Vehicles flew off to the side as the truck barreled through. Their drivers twisted their wheels so as not to crash. One wasn't as fast.
Oh, that got to hurt, right, Rock?
We're not losing them yet.
Not a problem. I'm just looking for a good spot.
What kind of spot?
Here we are, a roundabout.
Sharansky's hands moved in a blur as he spun the wheel and handled the pedals. The entire truck fishtailed and skidded 120 degrees, and before Rock knew it, they had skipped over the circle and were going down a completely different street. Rock glanced in the rearview mirror and saw the cloud of smoke they left behind. The army trucks were stuck navigating the automotive morass Sharansky had left in his wake.
Hey! What the hell's going on up there?
Roxon leaned around and saw that there was a latch and a small opening to the back.
Hey, Detroit, would you believe this opening was here the whole time?
I'm gonna make a new opening in Sharansky's head if he doesn't stop knocking us around back here. Now, one of them damn hybrids threw up.
Now we really do have chemical weapons in here.
Shut up! Rock, this has to end now!
All right. Can you open the back of the truck?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, when I tell you to do it, those army vehicles are gonna catch up soon, and I want you all to take them out. You got it?
Got it, Rock.
Detroit ran back through the darkness of the truck, lit only by rippling streaks of sun that darted in through a few cracks in the outer covering of the vehicle.
Sharansky, slow down.
Okay, Rock.
Perfect. Let him have it!
The rear doors to the nerve gas truck flew open. The three red army cars had caught up to about 100 feet, and they saw a band of filthy, wild-eyed men staring out at them. Ugly, over-furred horse creatures jumping around behind them. But the Russians didn't have time to ponder the situation very long.
Hey! Try a real machine gun! One down! Archer, feed me some more 50 cal!
Archer handed McCoughlin more ammo, and then loaded his crossbow with an exploding arrow. Archer's bolt flew in through the windshield and straight into the driver's forehead. The entire front of the car blew out, making it easy for both Detroit's grenade and Chen's star knife to find targets. The only thing left of the vehicle was a lone tire rolling off to the side of the road. The third vehicle didn't even need to have any ammo expended on it. It just ran into the first Jeep, now a flaming pile in the middle of the road. The Rock team pulled the doors shut fast and locked them.
Slow down, Sharansky. Nobody's following us anymore.
I wanted a longer car chase. That was fun.
Hold on. I know where we are. Pull off the main road. We're near the slave section. Turn left here and slow down. The streets get potholed around here. Reds won't even think someone might come here, let alone a 20-ton. We'll just back-alley it all the way.
And where is all the way?
There's an old repair terminal at the north border of town. There's so many goddamn rigs there that we'll just be one in 1,000. They bring them in for repairs. Usually takes months, since there's only a few mechanics who actually know how to make repairs. We'll park it in the back somewhere. Believe me, the bastards there won't even want to come check us out.
And sure enough, 20 minutes later, as they pulled in through the front gate of a 100-acre truck dump, not a soul paid the slightest attention. The halfwit, reading a dirty magazine on a spring bed with only half the springs left, didn't even look up as they passed.